be lifted up and exalted and glorified. Lord, just align us, align our hearts and our minds, our vision, our thinking, our entire being with yours, Lord. And just give us a time tonight of release, a time of communion with you, in your presence, Lord, we pray. We give you thanks and ask all this now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless you, musicians. Thank you so much. Always appreciate you. Amen. How is everybody? Pardon? Blessed? Good. Any others? Oh, my. Well, I got just a few things on my heart, and I just pray the Lord will give me grace tonight to share this, and I just trust he'll minister it, he'll express it. You know, sometimes as a minister, I don't claim, of course, any ability, of course, but you receive what he puts on your heart, and I would love it. I think just the way our minds work, if it was just this beautiful, clear blueprint, and it just flowed and made sense. I don't know about any other ministers. It doesn't always work that way. It is my experience. You just take what he gives you, and you pray that he gives you grace to share it, even though maybe in your own mind you're kind of struggling with just the thought, the flow and everything. But again, just trusting the Lord will give grace. Amen. He always does, I believe. So before we get started, I just wanted to, I hope this is encouragement to everybody. I was just meditating on some of these things, and I think the hour we're living in, it's a good reminder just to go through this. So, you know, if anybody's not in the heat of the battle tonight, if anybody's not in the middle of turmoil, enjoy it, feast, get ready, because it's probably coming soon. But I think we all know that's just, you know, we're all in this together, and it's a season of battle and warfare. Actually, that's really what I want to minister on tonight, just spiritual warfare. But there's this quote that I was reminded of in the Smyrnian church age. It says, so just hopefully a word of encouragement to start out. It says, "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials." And I always think it's good to just stop on those words a minute. Fiery trials. It's not comfortable. "Which are to try you." That is what Peter said. It is strange that God wants us to develop a Christ-like a Christ-like character. He's asking the question, is it strange, that God wants us to develop a Christ-like character that comes through suffering? No, sir. No, sir, and we all have trials. We are all tried, chastened as sons. Not one but goes through that. The church, remember this, the church that is not suffering and is not being tried hasn't got it. It isn't of God. So let's just reset our hearts and our minds and be encouraged tonight. "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. But if we be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, and you are bastards and not sons." So think it not strange, brothers and sisters. The trying of your faith is more precious than gold. Oh, my goodness. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. All right, let's just stand, if you would, with me tonight. We'll open up with, we'll go to John chapter 10. Grab a couple verses in John chapter 10. Let's go down to verse 10. So, John 10 and verse 10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." You can keep your Bibles open there. You can be seated. And we want to talk about, we want to look at our shared our common enemy, that thief that comes to steal and to kill and to destroy, and to talk about his tactics a little bit tonight. Kids, especially young people, I want you to really pay attention. To think about some of these things. You have an enemy, and as we just read, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. What does he want to steal? What does he want to kill? What does he want to destroy? We'll start with that first phrase. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your peace. He wants to steal your attention. He's a robber. That's what he does. And we're living in an age where the Lord is doing amazing things like no other age has seen. What he's speaking today is so amazing. So, just again, the thought tonight that I want to talk is spiritual warfare, really, is what it comes down to. And the battle in the mind, we know that the greatest battle ever is taking place now. It's taking place right here. My advice to all of us is let's wake up. Let's remind ourselves of these things. Pay attention to what's going on in here. What kind of thoughts? What kind of attitudes? What kind of things? And I would ask, what have you heard this week? What did you hear today? What did you hear this week? Did you hear your enemy? Uh-huh. Did you hear your Lord and Savior? Mm-hmm. And I think we're on a path and a journey of sonship that we've got to know both very, very well. I know the voice of the one who leads me. I know the voice of the one who loves me. And I also know my enemy very well. And I know what to watch for. So let's be sharp. Let's be attentive. Let's be mindful of the battle. The good news is, for the veterans among us, you know, when you get older, it gets easier, doesn't it?
No.
No. It sure doesn't. I know that. I've been a... yeah, we all know that, I think, as we walk this road a little bit, we realize that's not true. So, and I think what I'd like to do, if the Lord will help me, just to peel this back as we go into these things, looking at even things like complexes, insecurities, these things that... you know, the enemy pounds and just hammers us with fear, unbelief. Of course, we know those things seems very obvious, but sometimes we're entertaining things up in here that are absolutely of the devil. Where did unbelief come from? It's his. Let's go back to the source. Let's go back to the origin. Fear, where did that come from? It's him. It's his. And it hides itself sometimes in different ways, and we don't always detect it. We don't always notice these things. Let's wake up. Let's pay attention. So that's kind of my heart in a nutshell. Again, all of us, really, but the young people especially. I love y'all. But you got to know, there's an enemy who's... God wants to speak to you. He wants to tell you things. He wants you to listen. And the enemy wants to speak to you. Pay attention. Know his voice. Know how he comes. Know what forms he comes in. There was in the beginning, in the garden, from the very beginning, two voices, if you would say, two spirits. And Eve was walking, and Adam perfectly, in perfect order, perfect everything. But one day there was an appointment, you could say, a showdown and a meeting. And Satan met her. And how did the whole fall start? Conversation. Conversation. So listen up, every one of us. There's conversation still going on, spiritually speaking. Every day, every moment, somebody's speaking. You know, Brother Branham talks about TV. He says, you know, thou TV channel's a picture. TV channels, those sound waves and those images and things. Well, what's flying through this room right now, you know? He talks about those things. It's unseen, but we must be mindful and aware of of these things. You know, we've all experienced that. I think just as an example, you go and you're going about your business, and all of a sudden you get, you know, a song pops into your head, and you're like, where in the world did that come from? You know, a song from long ago, or a song from, you know, I don't listen to that garbage, but somewhere it popped into your mind, and yeah, you know exactly where it came from. Listen up, kids. Pay attention. So I hope that helps and that makes some sense. That's kind of the direction we're going tonight. Laura and Josh, did that make sense? Did that? We were having this conversation. We were having this conversation last weekend about just thought, the direction of thought and repeating. So I'm conscious of this, and I'm trying to make a conscious effort to explain myself and hopefully where we're going and things like that. So it's understandable. But, you know, just this day that we're living in, you look at the information and the psychological warfare is crazy. So just that's the point there is that it's a time, it's a season of life of warfare in a different way that nobody's ever known, I think, until this time. And, you know, Brother Ram told us it's the most deceptive age ever. And I think we're getting to a point now with this AI. Whew, crazy. I don't think, digitally speaking, we should trust anything we see, really, or be very extra careful. So be on guard, and again, be mindful of these things. But I like to go back to Eden to start this off. And again, what started that fall? Was it what was Satan's tactics? What was his tool? Was it missiles and grenades? No, it was a conversation. So again, kids, pay attention. He wants to talk to you. The Lord wants to talk to you too, but so does your enemy. Brother Ram says in the message, the voice of God in this last days, he says the one reason the church is in the condition that it's in is because there's so many voices, so many other voices to attract the church from the voice of God. And I think just pure distraction is something that we all are facing and dealing with, just the level of bombardment and the tension getting, anything he can do to kind of interrupt our eyes and our eyesight and our attention. He says, until it's very doubtful that we would hear the voice of God, though it spoke right in their midst. They perhaps wouldn't even understand it because it would be a foreign thing. They've got themselves so much centered on the voices of the day. My. He says, if we notice in our scripture reading that the voice of God was foreign to them, and that's become that way again today, the voice of God, he says, again, there's so many other voices. And then if the voice promised he would give us that and the other voices are contrary, there you go, contrary to the voice of God, then it must be the voice of our enemy. If it's contrary to the voice of God, then it must be the voice of our enemy. Yeah. Christian, what is my enemy? Amen. We cheated. I kind of just let him know up front I was going to do that. But that's so good. You know, what is my enemy? Anything he says contrary to the word of God. So we got to watch and listen. Do you remember how Brother Branham, and I think it's good for us just to go back to this as we have a spiritual understanding of what is around us. Do you remember how he talks about the dark mass of gaiety? He says just blackness and darkness. He says, but every once in a while, light shining. And kids, be mindful of that as we go, all of us, as we go about our days, we're surrounded by darkness. It's everywhere. And I was also reminded of Daniel praying, and it took, what, 21 days for the angel of the Lord to reach him. So just that spiritual atmosphere, that the darkness that is so pressing, that dimension that we must be aware of and mindful of at all times. So again, it's I think for all of us, don't be discouraged. I mean, I want to hopefully in all this encourage you. and maybe we all together sharpen our senses and be mindful of just, again, the battleground and the tactics of the enemy. And you pay attention to what is he speaking to you. What's in that head? You know, how much would he like to? I'll just say it this way. How much would he like to be? We'll use the term live rent-free up here with thoughts and poison that he injects into our heads, attitudes, whatever it is, bad attitudes, wrong thinking. We need, by the help of the Holy Spirit, that cleansing daily. Lord, clean out what's not of you. Amen. So know our enemy, know his voice. How well do we know his voice? Yes. All right. So going back to the beginning again and looking at these things, we can see, I love to go back. I'll just quote this. This is Zechariah 3 and verse 1. It says, "And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord." Wow. Okay. So just picture that. Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. Oh my, that's got to be just amazing. Yep. What comes next? "And Satan standing at his right hand to resist him." Right there. Two voices, two spirits. You think, well, I'm in the presence of the Lord. You know, again, go right back to Eden. Two voices, two spirits. They're both speaking. Who are you hearing? What are they saying? Yeah, what are you listening to? And we look even in Matthew. Just turn there quickly. Matthew chapter 4. Always been just kind of a awesome for me to look into this. That Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. Says that then Jesus was led of the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So you got to keep in mind that that was very much planned for by God. Yeah. Listen, you got to know, you got to overcome, and you do too, and I do too, every one of us, that voice that's contrary to my word. You're going to learn and you're going to be tested, and you need to know what voice is me and what voice is not me. As soon as he was baptized, as soon as he was filled in the Holy Spirit, into the wilderness you go for testing. Expect it, kids. Be aware of these things. It's coming. If you haven't experienced, if you haven't learned these things yet, you will at some point. You got to know that enemy. You have an appointment coming, just like Eve did, just like Jesus did, like every one of us does in different ways. And we got to learn that voice of the enemy. And I think of this just to help maybe a little bit more, hopefully, as we talk about our enemy. We know he's a spirit. We know that there's a dimension there that's a spiritual dimension, and that there's different ways that the enemy can operate or influence in this dimension. And I say that just maybe to bring out this, to kind of draw a, not a parallel per se, but when we talk about God and God manifesting or expressing himself through time, different dispensations, we often refer to God in the form of a cloud, God in the form of pillar of fire, God in the form of prophet, God in the form of his son. Well, let's do the same thing with the enemy, with the devil, as we're training ourselves and we're understanding this warfare, because I want especially the kids to be mindful of that. Satan, the devil, in the form of what? Help me out. Tell me. Somebody. Music. Satan in the form of entertainment, media. What's that? Absolutely. You can use those. My goodness, isn't that? She said phones. Good and bad. Absolutely. There's good and there's bad on here. Satan in the form of, what about friends? What about people right around us? Absolutely. Everybody is yielded and is following one spirit or another. They're being used by one spirit. So pay attention. to your friends. Pay attention to the people around you. Pay attention to these things. Know your enemy. We don't have, of course, the eyes of the prophet. We can't see into that other dimension like he could. But as we begin to look and talk about these things, we understand we can see in a certain way. I can listen to somebody talk and know what spirit is motivating them. I can listen to music or media and know what spirit's behind that. So start seeing spirits. Not start seeing motorcycles, start seeing spirits. Pay attention. And we are called, I believe, in this day, in this time of maturity, of growing up, to discern these things, to understand these things, to battle and to combat. Hebrews 5:14, you don't have to turn there, but I wanted to read that in the T-Cent. It says, but solid food is for the mature, whose faculties have been trained by practice to distinguish between good and evil. So you are being trained, your sonship, your adoption, you're part of this process, being trained absolutely to distinguish wrong voices, right voices, wrong influences, right influences. Brother Bam said so beautifully, so simply, in the way to have fellowship, he says there's only two faculties that govern a human. One of them is faith, which brings results. The other is fear, which has no value in it at all. Fear or faith? Fear has no value. Faith is of God. We know that. Fear is of the devil. Fear makes you, he says, weary. Fear makes you wonder. Ooh, is he sure good at that? Make you worry, make you wonder. If he can busy this guy right here with worrying, what about, what if, worry, 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 fear. Where did it come from? 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you, Lord. And 2 Corinthians, just why we're talking about that, faith and fear. Fear is a spirit. Faith is a spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says we have the same spirit of faith. So understanding these things spiritually, fear, faith, voices that are, where did this originate from? Where did this thought come from? Know your enemy. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1 says, beloved, believe not every spirit. There we go. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. As many false prophets are gone out into the world. I like that. So again, going back to what we said before, believe not every spirit, believe not every voice, believe not every thought. Pay attention to what is in here, what's coming and what's going. Oh my, Brother Branham talking, we know this, and knoweth it not, he's talking about just the condition that we're, this world is heading to. Again, spiritual warfare. Insanity. Their mind is changing. He says, now watch. He says, there will come a time in the name of the Lord that people will go completely insane. The Bible says so. They'll scream and holler great hideous things in their imaginary mind. Where? In their mind. Now what does he say next? The radios and things, our television programs are producing it. So there you go. The media, that dimension that they're feeding on, who's inspiring it, who's the source of it, and what is the end result? What is it? What is happening? There will be such a thing as ants raise up on the earth that will be as high as 14 trees. A bird will fly across the earth with wings 4 or 5 miles across. People will see them. They'll scream and holler, cry for mercy. It'll be the plagues. Pay attention. Watch these things. All right. Let's turn to just another couple scriptures here. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You know where you had to go here. And verse 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Here we go. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. Every thought. Wow. Yes, he means it's true. We can, we should, we must bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I like that. I'm going to reread that in the WEAST. For the weapons of our warfare are not human, but mighty in God's sight, resulting in the demolition of fortresses. Ooh, I like this. Demolishing reasonings and every haughty mental elevation which lifts itself up against the experiential knowledge of God, and leading captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. You will reign in life. This is one way we will. We experience this. It's not fun. We go through trials and battles and seasons, but we have to learn this. We must experience this for ourselves. The weapons of our warfare are not human. I like that, but mighty in God's sight. A lot of times, Brother Branham talks about different strategies, you know, in the sense that he says, you know, your enemy speaks to you. In some cases, you just turn your back and ignore him. Don't listen. Just ignore him. Resist the devil, and he will flee. And I think in other cases, we need to talk right back to him. Speak back to your enemy. He's speaking to you. Speak back. And I hope for all of us, I think I try to practice this. If you see me, my lips moving and nothing coming out, one of two things is going on. There's a very good chance I'm just talking to myself. That happens plenty. Or I'm talking back to my enemy. So I should be so with all of us. Talk back to your enemy. Okay, continuing on with that thought, you don't have to turn there, but I think we will turn there. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, yes, ma'am. And we'll, this is a good one. This is good for us. Verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought. Slow down, read it. We just zip right over. Take no thought. No thought. Gulp. For your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for the body, what you shall put on, is not the life more than the meat, the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? And here's where we get into a whole lot of trouble. Verse 27, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit into his stature? We take a lot of thought, not to add to our stature, but worry and what if, and we take a lot of thought. He says, take no thought for tomorrow. Lord, help us. So you see again, the battle, the enemy, the things that he tries to do to engage us to stimulate our minds. He wants to stimulate it in the wrong kind of way. I love this. I hope this is a blessing to somebody. I've read this before, and you probably remember this, but this is just such a good, simple reminder. Brother Branham, this is from Questions and Answers. Now listen to this. He says, if the case may be that the devil is placing thoughts in your mind about a certain thing, how may it be overcome or got rid of? Anybody remember this one? The devil is placing thoughts. This is a question. In your mind about a certain thing, how may it be overcome or gotten rid of? He says, take the vice versa. Take the opposite. Take the very vice versa from it. If the devil makes you think that you're, if you know you're a Christian, he tries to make you think you're not a Christian, We've never, none of us have ever faced that, have we? Yep. If the devil makes you think you're, if the devil makes you think that if you know you're a Christian and he tries to make you think you're not a Christian, just take the vice versa. Say, I'm a Christian. As long as your experience matches God's word, say, I'm a Christian. Anything else the same way? When you answer this, please pray. This person is asking Brother Brandon, when you answer this, please pray for me to overcome this, as I'm not by myself. No, you're not by yourself. Brother Bram says, God grant your overcoming, ever who you are. May your thoughts just go right back on the other side and say, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. Satan, you have no hold on me. Amen. There you go. What does Brother Branham say next? Frankly, I'm standing here right now saying the same thing, keeping from fainting right here at the pulpit. That's right. Four or five times I'm almost pitched over in the pulpit. That's the truth. God knows that's right. Warfare. Watch the mind. Watch what he's feeding you. Watch what he's trying to feed you. He tells you you're not a Christian. He says, I just love that. Take the opposite. Speak back to him. My goodness. Thank you, Lord. Turn with me to Romans chapter 16. I hope this is helpful. I hope this is a blessing. Okay. Oh, sometimes we're, you know, look what verse 20, okay, 16 and verse 20. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. So you have an enemy. You have an appointment. You have, listen, God told Abraham, your seed will possess the gates of the enemy. That does not mean, that doesn't come without conflict. There's battle, but you will overcome. You are meant to rule. You are more than conquerors. Amen. And he will, I love that, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Brother Ram says, one day when the children of God was coming in by the word of God taking the land, he says, now remember, God gave them the land in Egypt. That land is yours, every bit of it. Now the people today are expecting God to reach down and get them by the neck and say, yes, that's right, you bring me out, clean me off, heal me, and I'll believe you. God doesn't do his business that way. He gives you the promise, but you've got to fight for every inch of ground that you possess. Think it not strange concerning the trials, the fiery trials, as though some strange thing happened to you. Oh my goodness. Lord help us. You don't have to turn there, but I couldn't help but just thinking of 1 Kings and you know, still small voice. Again, knowing his voice, knowing the voice of your Lord, and knowing the other voices. He says he wasn't moved by the earthquake or the fire or the, but that still small voice, may that alone catch our attention. May that alone move and lead and motivate us. That voice and no other. Even as we're battling demons and voices and thoughts swirling all around our head every minute of every day. Watch those things. Pay attention. All right, one more. And then, well, maybe the musicians can come here in just a minute. But this is also, I love this. This is also questions and answers. And, you know, this is so interesting because it's just some poor sister had a dream. And she's all upset, and you can just see the turmoil. She says, question, Brother Branham, what should we do? Something settled over me that I cannot break through. Last fall, I dreamed that I was lost in white sand. It was getting dark. I couldn't find my way. Does anybody remember this? Yeah. The dream has stayed with me since last fall. Now I am as one groping in darkness. My son, Irvin, and wife were included. Now, in that dream, now they're also in darkness. We are in desperation. Why do I bring this up again? Watch what's going on up here. Watch where these things come from. I believe, well, God will show you What is in our hearts now? If we are wrong or sinning places, we want to be right. Look at he says. He says, I don't know the lady, but I just feel if you're here, lady, that here is your trouble. You have let something happen to you that's made you nervous. How many times does he talk about that? You go through the different searches. I was looking. There's one you can put in the term crossing bridges. 22 times he's in the discernment line. People, nervous, nervous. And you're just thinking ahead. You worry. Crossing bridges before you get there or looking back over your shoulder. He wants you doing one or the other. Looking back, worrying. Looking forward, worrying. Worry, worry, worry. Fear is of the devil. He says, I don't know the lady, but I just feel if you're here, lady, here's your trouble. You have let something happen to you that's made you nervous. Because being in white sands represents purity and righteousness. If you're, and you're just letting Satan put one over on you. Okay, he's exposed. That's what I'm trying to do tonight. I hope this is helpful. Expose that thought, where those things come from. You're just letting Satan put one over on you. Your dream proved that there's nothing wrong. You're only nervous and doing this and thinking this and making the rest of the family nervous. Stop doing it. Claim your God-given rights. Your dream proves by the interpretation that you are in white sand. Everything's all right. It's you, yourself, nervous. And you let one member of the family get nervous. It goes to the next and the next. First thing, you're all fussing and going on. Ooh, look at that, how that spreads. That's not good. And one member of the family gets kind of upset about something. It upsets the other and the other and the other. And the first thing you know, the whole family's upset. It's Satan. It's Satan. Then if one member of the family rejoices, let the rest of them rejoice with it. Amen. I just thought that was so beautiful. And, you know, listen, we might not have had a dream like that, but I think we can all relate to those little things, that those little funny feelings, whatever you want to call it, attitudes, it doesn't matter. It's Satan. He says, try each one of your children to help mama, papa, papa, you try to help the children. Don't let that gloomy, unbelieving spirit get around you. You are Christians. You're born again, born of the Spirit of God. You're the salt of the earth. You have God-given rights. The Bible said, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. Don't think about the wrong things. Thoughts, brothers and sisters, spirits, voices, what are you hearing? What are you entertaining? What's bouncing around up here in this guy, right? Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Let's just close with one more verse, and then we can, the musicians want to come. I'm sure you know where we're headed, but we'll go to Philippians chapter 4. And verse 6. Oh, that's so good. Be careful. Be full of care for nothing. But in everything, my prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Oh my. Well, what a filter. What a beautiful filter to apply. We need that more than ever in this hour, in this day. Lord, help us to do that, to apply. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. I just hope this has been helpful. I pray that the Lord will stimulate and stir up each one of us in the way that we have needed, and watch, pay attention. Two voices, two spirits, they're both speaking. Who are you hearing, and which one's motivating, which one's leading you? All right. Only believe. Would you stand with me? Only believe. possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things possible. I like that. Only faith. Only faith. That's exclusive because he says only believe. No wonder the angel of the Lord liked that song. See, I'm not looking at anything else. I'm not considering anything else. It's just faith. Faith alone that I will entertain, that I will consider. Lord, clean us up. Clean us out of all other influences, any other voices but yours. Let's sing that one more time. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only to sing, and I want you to mean this and confess it, and you talk to that enemy who's been talking to you. We're going to sing, victory is mine, peace is mine, joy is mine. We're going to make that declaration. Amen.
Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today. Satan, to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Joy.
Mine.
just, well, we could keep going forever. This is good. Love is mine. Peace is mine. It's all mine. Could we sing that song, My Peace I Give Unto You? We haven't sung that in a while. I was just thinking about that. Thank you, Lord. My peace I give unto you. It's a peace that the world cannot give. Thank you, Lord. It's a peace that the world cannot understand. Peace to know, peace to live, my peace I give. Sing it once more. Thank you, Lord. My peace I give unto you. It's a peace that the world cannot give. It's a peace that the world cannot understand. Peace to know, peace to live, my peace I give unto you. Amen. These things belong to you, brothers and sisters. Know your enemy. Face your enemy. Fight your enemy. All right, Nate, would you just close in prayer for us? Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the guidance that you give us, Lord. Teaching us how to walk in this life, showing us just how the enemy comes. And I pray, Lord, that you'd make us more aware, Lord, of you there with us, mm-hmm. more aware of the voice that we hear that is against you, and more aware, Lord, that we're in the midst of a battle and we have a choice to make. Help us to put on that thinking man's filter, mm-hmm. so that only the word and the truth
Amen.
Can come into us.
Amen.
And that we might be lights shining among a dark people.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask it in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.